Lottie plays with Jane. Jane plays with Willie. Willie is happy again. Snooky plays with Leo. Sasha plays with Brit. Adolf builds a bonfire. Enrico plays with it.
The UFM show is now on the air. It's Thursday night, the first day of March. We've got one heck of a show for you today. We're going to be speaking with our Intermountain Paranormal Society researcher, Agent Cobra, who is in Arizona. He's going to be describing what we're hearing as we play some of the EVPs he captured during his investigation that have now officially been cleaned up and are on the website, which is at ubstudios.com, ubstudios.com, and the Intermountain Paranormal Society is right there, the link, and you will see the story to the Jerome Hotel, which is in Arizona, Jerome, Arizona, of course. So I'm going to take a little quick break, and we'll be back with Agent Cobra here on the UFM show.
They all have hills to fly them on, except for lit by you, dressing up in costumes, playing city games, hiding out in treetops, shouting out rude names. If looks could kill, they probably will. In games without frontiers, war without tears. Games without frontiers, war without tears.
Okay, while you are enjoying this Peter Gabriel music, Games Without Frontiers here, I forgot to get my program log. The point of this program log is vague to me at this point. I don't see a reason to have it. If we're doing our show, that's all we need. Anyway, you may hear a little bit of an interference here during the show because there is a massive concert going on here in the Union. In fact, you can probably hear it right now. Anyway, we have IMPS investigator Cobra, Agent Cobra, on the phone. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. And
can you hear me, Agent Cobra?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
As usual in the KU studio.
Precious and fragile things.
Call back now.
Angels with silver wings.
like we got the problem worked out here. You give students switches and they flick them.
And errors are caused. There we go, that's much better. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Awesome. That was the problem there.
Glad that was taken care
of. Okay, so we were talking about your EVPs. You were saying something about a good EVP you caught or something else that you didn't have or didn't send me?
Well, yeah, I did. Like, after I went back and first of all, I did my last 3 minutes of investigation.
Yeah.
My last 3 hours. I analyzed the last 3 hours, and I found out there was one point in the night, probably around, I want to say 6 a.m., where there was this, like, mechanical noise. It just kept on going. It was going on for a good 15 minutes, and it sounded like, if you listen to the whole, now I only sent you, like, a little bit of it.
Yeah.
If you listen to, like, all 15 minutes, it sounds like it's moving up and down the hallway, whatever it is. You know, the sound gets, like, you know, louder as it comes, and then it gets, like, it gets dimmer, you know.
It's loud.
So it's kind of weird. It almost sounds like something, like, was moving up and down the hallway, and it was just, like, a mechanical clank and then some bangs, and so...
Well, what I was thinking... See, when I analyze these, and you'll find... You know that I put my own comments on these EVPs.
Yes.
The one with the mechanical noises, let's see, I said that it was... It's one of our... I actually had my roommate take a listen to it, and he said it sounded like a dog barking, only sped up.
I didn't hear the dog barking. It sounded all mechanical to me. But.
And what I think it is definitely one of those carts that they used in the hospital days, you know, to transport patients. And it sounds like a cart carrying a patient flying down a hallway.
Well, if you listen to it on a tape, I mean, like I said, I only send you a couple minutes. It sounds like it's kind of moving slow, which is kind of weird. You know, but it does, you can hear it, like, getting louder, and then it gets softer, and then it gets louder. It goes up and down, you know, for, like, a good 15 minutes, and then, like, it just kind of stops.
Okay.
But, you know, it was building up in intensity for a while, and then, like, it kind of goes crazy. You probably have that.
Yes, I do have that clip, and we're going to play that right now. So listen carefully, folks. This is the first, one of the first EVPs you recorded. It's on the website.
Yeah.
You can find it under mechanical sounds. This is the same clip. You said that went on for quite a while?
Yeah, this was going on for, you know, I estimated...
Here's the cleaned up version.
Around 6 o'clock in the morning.
This is the cleaned up version.
15 minutes.
To me, that sounds like a cart, you know how, like, certain hospital floors are uneven and everything, you have all those patches where they lay the tiles?
Yeah, to me it kind of sounds like someone's, like, taking a hammer and just keep on banging on something, but, you know, I really doubt someone would be doing that at 6 o'clock in the morning.
No.
Hotel. And I don't think, and I know the pipes make some kind of noises, like when, like, water's running through them, but I really don't think that's water running through a pipe either, or some kind of pipe making noise. It was really weird, and the strange thing is my accomplice agent, Jackie, she said that she did hear that. I slept kind of through it, but, I mean, if you listen to the tape, that's one of, like, the loudest recordings on there.
Yeah.
And it's, seriously, it starts off small, and it gets louder. And then as it gets louder, it sounds like it's moving away from the door, and then it comes back, and it gets louder. And so it's kind of weird.
Yeah, I noticed that, too. I caught that too, as well. There's a point in there where it actually goes dim, and then it comes back.
Yeah, you can hear that kind of. And there's also, like, a bang, and there's also another kind of noise in there, too, like a... kind of like a mechanical,
like a scrape,
like, or metallic kind of sound. I know you can hear it.
Yeah, the scrape.
Yeah, it kind of sounds like a scrape. It gets bang bang and a scrape.
And then I have you sent me several clips of that scrape too.
Yeah.
Okay, so let me find the scrape.
And that was, like, I was all around the same time, around 6 o'clock in the morning.
And I have a theory for this, though. Was the radiator kicking on, or?
I don't think a radiator would make that noise. I mean, it can't be that bad unless someone out there has had experience with radiators and knows about that. But
yeah,
I mean, that wasn't coming from our radiator in our room because my head was right by it. I think I would have heard that.
And I want to mention that our listeners to the show can also send us a fast flash on MySpace. Just send us a message. MySpace.com/TheUFM. MySpace.com/TheUFM. And if you want to send us questions during the show and everything and comments on our EVPs, we'll be sure to put those on the air. So here is the scraping noise. This, I believe, is cleaned up. Let me read my report on this one. The scraping noise, let's see. Loud scrape one, the one I'm going to play right now is repeated twice normally and has twice with the noise reduction. So listen carefully. Now, something that I found odd about that clip when I was analyzing that is that the moment I put noise reduction on, it was like that sound almost disappeared entirely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was weird. It's like it was specific frequency and my program caught it. I don't know.
Hmm.
And the same thing happened with the other one you sent me too, but I think this one's a little bit better.
It almost sounds different between you, like play normal speed and you clear it up.
Yeah, I noticed that.
See, that sounds like doors slamming right there, and it's like a...
Yeah, I don't know what that sound is. That's creepy. That's the one I can't explain at this point. And I don't think I have this one on the my CD, but I did slow that sound down. See if this works.
See, that kind of sounds like squeaking in the hospital car right back there. That.
Yeah. And that's the slowed down version. It's two of the normal right there. And here's the slow down.
Yeah, it sounds like squeaky wheels.
Yes, that's what I was thinking. So you could have very well have caught like a residual haunting there.
It could have been. I mean, I seriously don't think that was pipe stain or something.
No.
Now, I'm not an expert at that kind of thing, but to me, it doesn't sound like a pipe would like sit there and bang like that.
The thing is, though, when I was doing my investigation of the night hall on the University of Wyoming campus, I caught some similar sounds to that, and that was in a basement full of pipes.
Boy.
So.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Back to my analysis, when I got done and I was about ready to put the report together and I was going back through the EVPs to find them, I found another one that I didn't find before that was recorded on the fourth floor on the day, on December 17th of 2006 mm-hmm. in the morning. And what you can hear me say on the thing is, make yourself, if there's anyone out, if there's any presence in here, make yourself known.
Mm-hmm.
And right after that, you can hear like what sounds like a man's voice, a low man's voice saying something. It's really hard to make out, but
yeah, I wasn't able to make it out either.
But do you have that one?
Yes, I do. Here it is.
Make your presence known. Make your presence known.
It was right there. It was like before that click. It was like, oh.
Yeah, it sounds like something saying. It sounds like a voice to me.
And I also hear, so you know that strange humming sound you sent me to?
Uh-huh.
I also hear a little bit of that in there too. There's like a kind of noise.
Yeah, that was another weird thing I found while analyzing the last 3 hours of the recording, was that there was one part where it sounded like. At first, it kind of sounds like someone's using a vacuum cleaner up and down. But, I mean, then it sounds like, if you listen again, it sounds like it's like a pulsating whatever. But each time it pulsates, it gets louder. And then at the last one, the last pulsation that's on there, it's like there's like a there's like a real humming noise, like it sounds like a
that one. Yeah, actually that you're talking about the with the I know this one. Where is it? Humming. Yeah, it's the humming one.
Yes.
Okay. So I was looking for that track on this. Humming. 36. Okay. Yes, and this one, too, I actually heard a voice in here. I don't know if you caught
it. I did not catch it.
The last pulsation you can kind of hear is like almost like a devil sound. It's like sound like it's going, no, or something like that.
I couldn't hear that.
Okay, but that's just what I hear. Here it is.
And the no is just like a split second before the last one.
What were you saying?
Well, play it again.
Okay, hold on. Because there's like a, it's like, it's clicking and you can hear, no, or something like that. I'm not doing it well, but here it is.
Mention it. I could kind of make that out.
Like a no.
Yeah.
All I know, that is this one. When I heard this one, it sent chills down my spine.
Wow.
So, that one, I was thinking we were either thinking it might have been traffic passing on the street. Is there like a?
No. There's the main highway, but it's like a drop down to it. And this is early in the morning, so I doubt there's going to be a lot of traffic. And then plus our window was closed.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you couldn't hear during the, when, like, you know, we were going to when we were getting ready to go to bed, you couldn't hear any vehicles outside, you know. Even when it was really windy, you could barely hear the wind.
Yeah.
Which is kind of surprising for an old building, but you could hear, you know, cracking and creaking and all that kind of stuff. But I don't think that's a vehicle at all.
Yeah. This one, it goes along with the mechanical noise as being something unexplainable.
Yeah.
So, what other EVPs did you record during this your stay there?
Well, I did hear something that sounded like someone clapping, like a single clap in a room, and it sounded pretty loud enough that it sounded like it was coming from the room.
And it was clear, too.
Yeah, it was pretty clear.
This is it here, and the clap is repeated several times. It was just a single clap in the original file, but it's repeated several times. So
yeah, you know,
the sound is almost when you listen to that through headphones, when I was analyzing this, it sounds almost exactly like a human clap, like.
Yeah, it does, and that's the best thing I can describe. Now it could have been, that one could have been, you know, maybe the building cracking in a certain way.
True.
It sounds like a clap, but that was like one of my least interesting ones.
Yeah.
I did have another one I found though, where it sounds like there's a couple bangs and. The sound that comes after the bangs, it sounds like something was moving the tape recorder.
Yeah, it
now,
does.
Now, the way the room is situated, and you could kind of see this on the report on the IMPS investigative website, is that there was a bed, and then, like, across from the bed, there was, like, the little, it's a pretty small room, but there's a little table kind of thing with the TV on it, and then mm-hmm. There's, like, other space on there for different things,
so
like
this
the
is,
clock that you can hear in the background, a lot of the recordings.
This is a single bed room, right?
Yeah, it was a king bed room, but it was like a pretty small room.
Okay.
But I mean, the area where the recorder was not anywhere where, you know, we could have moved it unless someone got up in the middle of the night and sleepwalked and kind of moved it.
Yeah.
But what you can hear on this clip is there's a series of bangs, and then it sounds like something is shifting around the recorder for a very, like, you know, for about a second. It sounded like something like moved the recorder.
Did you notice that the recorder had changed positions in the night, or did you keep track of
you
that?
You know, when I woke up, I really didn't pay attention to how I put it down.
Mm-hmm.
And when I got up, I really didn't pay attention if it was in the same position.
It definitely does something sound like something's moving now.
Yeah, it sounds like something's shuffling the recorder itself. So.
It could be, though. Where was the recorder in proximity to the bed, though?
It was on, like, that table across on the other side of the bed. So, there was a space between there. Unless someone got up and sleepwalked in the night and moved it.
Yeah.
We could have done it.
I'm sorry, this concert is extremely loud downstairs. It's even rattling the windows. So.
Yeah.
Anyway, here is the file of the bang. And listen carefully for the movement, because it's definitely there.
Yeah, that last little section sounds like,
yeah,
you know, something moving the recorder. And when that morning when I picked it up and I turned it off, after I found this, I like listened to it in the morning when I picked it up.
Yeah.
And I kind of shifted around in the morning a little bit too, and it sounded almost just like that.
Mm-hmm.
When I moved the recorder on the table. So.
But it could have, yeah. There's also a few logical explanations for this one, though. That's unfortunate.
Yeah, the other one's kind of like door closing, but I mean. It could have been, you know, I'm not sure what the noise it sounds like it's moving is, but the two bangs earlier kind of sound like doors shutting.
Yeah, several of your clips actually do have doors closing. The one with the, I'm trying to find it, the scary noise clip, I believe, or the bang from the room, the one that came actually from the room.
Yeah.
That one sounds exactly like a door.
Could you have that one to
yes,
play?
Yes, I do. Here it is.
The reason now, there's a reason why I put that one in there,
uh-huh.
Is that, yeah, that sounds exactly like a door closing,
mm-hmm.
But that was so loud, and you know, when people slammed the doors, it was pretty loud there, but that sounded like it was coming exactly from our room.
Yeah.
So when I heard that, it kind of sounded like our door closing, and I said, well, that's impossible because we were in sleep.
Yeah, you would have woken up.
We would have woken up. And so what makes me think is that could be a residual of someone opening a door in the past when it was a hospital and
mm-hmm.
closing it.
So
you know, I kind of thought of that later. I'm like, well, you know, it does sound exactly like a door, but it's, you know, I heard door. You can hear doors closing all the night in the tape, even some closer doors, but none of them are as loud as that. That was
in the room
next to the clap. That sounds like the loudest thing that was recorded all night.
I'm surprised you guys didn't wake up during this.
We might have. I know Agent Jackie woke up a couple of times, and I might have too, but I don't remember hearing that.
One of these clips on here actually has one of you breathing too.
Yeah, and that, you know, that's the one. There's a couple where you can hear like a voice,
the whispering.
Yeah, you can hear like a whispering, and I could there's one where you can hear okay, okay, or someone says
okay.
Like a whisper okay, and you could definitely hear me breathing in the back.
Yeah, here's that clip with the breathing, and the breathing is natural, of course. I think I heard it right there.
Yeah, you sound like someone saying something like that.
Also,
and
it
obviously wasn't me since I'm like sleeping in the background.
Here it is. Right there.
Yeah.
It's almost, it doesn't sound like okay, okay. It just sounds like a long okay.
Well, it sounds like someone was like oh, okay. Or like they were like saying, oh, okay. Or
yeah,
something like that.
That's what I hear too. The other one, the other one just has a whisper though. And I was unable to make anything out of this one, even with a cleaned up version. But you can still hear yourself breathing. Right there.
Yeah, I can barely hear that one.
Right there.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, see, it's right before your last breath there. It's like, oh, you're kind of sound.
Now, was that the possible voice file, or was
that was the whisper one.
Another whisper.
Another whisper, yes.
Okay, there was another one, but there was it's called Possible Voice.
Yes, I have that one too.
An Indistinct Whisper.
Let's see. Possible Voice is track. Where is it? Where are you? I have the Your Horrible one. I'm not sure if I... Oh, Possible Voice. Here we go. I have it. Now, listen carefully. I'm not exactly sure where the voice in was. This one was very hard to hear. Right there?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's something there.
Yeah, that one's like... the least intelligible of those voices. That okay one's probably like the best whispering voice you could hear.
Yeah, and EVPs are classified by their hearability kind of thing. So that would be like a low hearability range.
I mean, some of these things, like, you go by once and you miss them, you know.
Yeah.
But if you like, you'll hear something like it, you're like, oh, what's that? And you'll go back and play it again. And then you'll start to hear it, but like, you know, you can easily skip over a lot of these, like that okay. When I was listening to that, I was like lucky to have like a decent set of headphones on. And,
yeah.
You know, if someone was listening to that without them, they probably wouldn't have.
Definitely a good set of headphones definitely helps. Okay.
There's another one that was a scary noise. And
okay.
I think you amplified it, and you said it sounded like a ghost in distress.
Mm-hmm.
Now I didn't really hear that, but.
Let's see, which one was this?
Scary noise amplified.
All right, sounds like a ghost in distress. I think this is the right clip. That one?
Yeah, sounds like, actually it kind of sounds like, you know, or maybe it doesn't sound like a ghost in distress, I guess.
I think it sounds more like a sigh. That's what I was getting towards.
Yeah,
like
but you know, on that one, you know, if you listen to the breathing on that one, it almost sounds like someone like kind of, maybe one of us sighing while we're sleeping, or like, taking a deep breath and like that.
Yeah. Here, I'll play it again. I don't know though. Tone's a little bit different. It's a little bit lower than I would think your guys is.
Okay. Now, when we woke up in the morning, there was a couple. You know, we were talking on the radio or on the and the thing was still recording, and there was one part where it sounded like someone was talking while we were talking, like there was like a voice.
Okay.
And I believe it was like the scary voice with investigators talking. Wow.
Was it,
Some of it sounded like it says You're Horrible.
Yeah, You're Horrible? Okay, I have that one.
Yeah.
This one's kind of, it's kind of got a sense of humor too to it. Because, listen.
Oh.
It's right there. Definitely.
Yeah, now that one is kind of weird, but I did, after analyzing the tape in the morning, when I woke up, the battery power was pretty low.
Mm-hmm.
And I think at that time that maybe it was kind of messing up, you know. Might have been distorting the recordings, but there's another, and there's a demonstration of this I sent. It's called Weird Voice Disturbance of Investigators. And like, we're talking, but our voices kind of get distorted by the tape or something.
And they gradually
kind of weird.
They gradually get clearer too. I can't talk either, but yeah, here it is. When it plays, come on. Darn it, my CD player is being stupid today. Okay, here we go. You can hear that concert really loud now. Here it is. It sounds like you're going, oh God. You must have just farted or something.
But after maybe. But there's another one with it like sounds like a human saying. Now that was like in the morning.
Yeah.
there was a super loud bang that I forgot to mention earlier, and this goes along with the clap. But it's another thing, it sounds like someone. I don't know if that was that the door one you've already played. That might have been
the one I already played. Was probably yeah.
Okay, but there's a one that we recorded. It's called Weird Noise 2. It sounds like a drop of water splashing or something.
Okay,
it's kind of weird.
Yeah, I got that one. Hold on, my CD player is being extremely stupid. There it is. This is the sound exactly like a drop of water.
It sounds like ooh ooh. Or something like
yeah, the water though is clear. It's like
so I don't that could have been the shower or something, or something.
I doubt though that you would be able to hear the shower that close.
Yeah, that sounds pretty loud because the shower was in another room and the door was partially closed on that, so I don't what
nothing. I was thinking about, because the beginning of that clip, you can hear actually what sounds like somebody knocking on your door.
Huh.
Like a kind of sound. It was,
play that again.
Okay. Right there.
It kind of does. Kind of weird.
So, I don't know. Whatever it's like almost leading up to it's like,
yeah.
So I don't
sounds
know.
Like they all go together, but they, okay. Some now let's get into the ones where there was, you know, more EVPs.
Voice.
And this was earlier in the night. This was probably taking place around 3 or 2 in the morning. Now there was one that was like right like this probably happened around 12 o'clock, but it sounds like someone saying but it's like. Really weird. It's called a weird noise on the file. But.
Okay. Let's see, I can't remember which one it was. That was Scary Noise. Hopefully this
weird
is the right
noise.
One. That's it, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
That, it almost, this one's weird. Hold on, I'll play it.
Yeah, now, does it sound like a human could do that? I mean, even if I was sleeping or trying to cough, like, it just doesn't sound, that's real time right there, so it wasn't slowed down or sped up.
That's too fast, it's like, oh. Yeah.
I see, I can't even really do it now.
I don't know, let's see. Yeah. It's too fast.
Are you getting any fast flashes, by the way?
I'm checking right now. No.
Alright.
Haven't got any.
Okay.
But that one, I don't know. That one's... Here. There's a bang.
Yeah, there's a bang before it.
It's actually the bang is after it. And it sounds almost like the clap. It's like,
yeah, I don't think I did that, or I don't know if I could have done that. I can't really do that, like, you know, when I'm awake.
Yeah, but so. The weird thing about that one is it sounds like your voice tone.
Yeah, it kind of does.
But it sounds very clear.
What?
It sounds very clear too. It sounds like it's close to the recorder.
Yeah.
So. And it sounds, you can hear it bouncing off the wall.
Yeah, so it sounds like it's kind of coming from the room. Yeah, you know what, you're right. There's an acoustic in there that sounds like it's coming off the wall.
Yeah. But, what was I going to say? This one happened in the middle of the night though. This couldn't have been you guys.
This was about 12 o'clock or
and you guys were
whatever. And we had gone to bed around 10:30, 11 o'clock around there.
So this happened like almost right after you went to bed.
Yeah.
Is there any other EVP actual voices you were caught?
Well, yeah, there was. There was one where it sounded like something is saying, "Get out of here."
Okay.
Get over here.
Here it is.
Now, if you listen on that one, does it sound like it has the same acoustic of that?
Just a little bit, actually, it does.
So it does kind of sound like it's like,
yeah.
And I being a scientific investigator, usually EVPs, like, you know, you can't, they're energy, so they have no way of manipulating the air around them and causing an acoustic like that. So that almost makes me think that that might have been disturbance coming from us, or, I don't know, it's just weird, but there's an acoustic to that.
Yeah, this one definitely has an echo. It kind of fades out in the distance. Like the last line, let me play this again. I'll play the original actually. The original version has listen after he says get out of here. It kind of goes, kind of fades. Listen. Right there.
Wait a minute. That sounds like someone breathing in the background.
Hold on, let me play it. Here's again.
It sounds like someone. It sounds like the breathing from the other one. So, like right when it ends, it sounds like at the same time they overlap.
Yeah.
So obviously, someone can't be speaking and
breathing at the same time. No. That's interesting.
Ooh, I didn't know that before.
Here it is. Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's a slowdown. I'm thinking he's saying get out of here. When I was listening to this earlier, it definitely sounded like get over here, but it could be either one.
So now, that's unexplainable to me because while it does have an acoustic, there was two people in the room, so they could have been one of us, but there's definitely someone breathing while that goes on. So that eliminates one of us, but there's also a little bit of acoustic, like that one before that. That definitely sounded like it had a slight echo to it.
Yeah, it bounced off the wall.
And I don't think I don't think an EVP would necessarily have an echo to it like that.
But again,
that to mean that it's some kind of voice manipulating the air around it.
Anything is possible, though. In this case, though, this is undiscovered technology here. This is something. Not a lot of people know about
technology.
Well, yeah, true, but undiscovered the causes and, you know.
Now, the last one is kind of weird itself. It's like, sounds like someone saying, kill the family.
Or get away. Yeah.
Or, I didn't hear get away, but.
This one is sounds like a golem voice, almost like, precious.
Yeah, it's kind of in the same line as the one that you heard earlier, the get out of here. Or get over here, get out of
here. It's really fast, too. It's like,
get away.
It's really fast.
Kill the family.
Kill the family, yeah. Here it is. I don't think... That doesn't sound like any of you guys...
It doesn't sound like it necessarily has the acoustics of the last
one. That one doesn't have the acoustics, no.
Now, there's one for sure. Those ones that had the whispers, the okay, and the one that was recorded up on the fourth floor,
which I
mentioned last time, was where the maternity ward and the morgue was.
Make your presence known.
Yeah, that doesn't have an acoustic.
There's no acoustic to that. That's typical EVPs do not have an acoustic element to them, meaning they don't have any echoes because the ghost wouldn't have a voice in order to manipulate the air around it, so therefore it couldn't generate an echo or anything like that.
Uh-huh.
So it kind of makes me want to rule out as maybe one of us or the one that says, get over here.
Because my mom has some kind of like night terror thing where almost every night, guaranteed, she will freak out and talk in her sleep. So it could be that. I don't know.
It could be, and I've been able to talk from sleep in time to time, but not really. I mean, it's kind of really rare. So
yeah. I don't know. It's.
But that I still think those are up in the air, and I'd actually be interested to hear if any of your listeners have, like, you know, they heard something that we didn't.
Yeah.
if you guys heard something that we didn't, if you out there listening in Radio Land, send us a fast flash at myspace.com, myspace.com/theUFM. That's myspace.com/theUFM. Or here in a bit, you might be able to
call in.
Call in, yes.
Yeah.
So
basically, concluding our report, of the things that we really couldn't explain, there was the EVPs, which you kind of heard, which some of them probably most of them have a rational explanation, but I still think that the one on the fourth floor with the voice after I talked was definitely not one of us. It was definitely more unexplainable. And quite possibly those whispers, especially like the okay one, because I could clearly hear someone saying okay on that one. But as far as that or the get over here, I mean, that kind of had an acoustic to it.
Get away. We see, I was going to say, while I was in the cemetery, the Salt Lake Cemetery, the last time I did an investigation, the EVP I caught was right after I started talking.
That's a common thread of EVPs, is that they'll be like talking while you're talking, you know, or they'll say something, sometimes they say something totally unintelligible, like I heard the ones you played earlier on the show, not from this one, but it would be like something that's totally irrelevant to the situation. Like, you've played one that says, like, something about water.
Yeah.
I think it was at the Night Hall.
The water one? The drink?
You had EVPs, like, or the one of the... What is the one in the Salt Lake City? Do you have that one?
Yes, I do. Hold on. I'll cue that up really quick. It's... it said... get over here, or over here, or come again, one of those two. Let's see, here it is.
Say your name or any information that would be helpful.
Right there. He's saying come again, you are not allowed, or over here, you are not allowed, or something like that.
And you notice on that one, there is no acoustic, so whatever it was not manipulating the air around it.
Yeah.
An EVP would be characterized by communicating through energy, you know, so it would use energy instead of using the vibration of air particles around you, like voice does.
But the one I recorded in the Night Hall kind of does have an acoustic. Here it is. Hear it? Sounds like somebody saying drink. There's like a little girl saying drink.
You know what? That would be an interesting study to go over through EVPs. I mean, even the ones that they have on other websites, and to examine them and see whether they do have an acoustic or not. Because if people are claiming that it does, and, you know, maybe there's something to the acoustic thing, but yeah. I seriously doubt, being the presence of energy being to manipulate the air particles like voice does.
It would take
vibrations.
It takes a lot of energy to do that, you know, and an entity probably couldn't do that, so.
You know, I believe that a spirit would have to have another medium besides air to communicate through.
So, but anyway.
Hello?
Yeah, we're here. We're going to, sorry about that, my volume was low. We're going to take a break. I really appreciate you being on with us, Agent Cobra, and we hope to see some more ghost travels from Arizona and the Southwest.
We're planning on probably doing one maybe in the summer or early fall.
And I don't know if you noticed, but on your Jerome ghost report, the first picture has something odd in the middle of it.
Well, you know what? Let me go and look at that. I know there's a bunch of orbs that we did catch on, especially the Liberty Theater one.
Yeah.
You can see those ones on there. There was a couple ones we caught in the staircase, but...
Were there people actually...
I think that the thing you're seeing in the middle of the page is the sun.
Yeah.
That's nothing... That camera's not the best quality.
Okay. But the Spirits of Jerome one, is that... Is there actually something on the screen at that point?
Yeah, yeah. There's a film called, like, some student did it, called Spirits of Jerome, and it's, like, used as a tourist thing, and they were playing it in the hotel.
Uh-huh.
And we got there, so we watched it, and they talked about...
Those people, there's people actually in the row there. Those are people, right? Those are
no, there's no one in the row.
Well, I zoom in on the picture, and I see a bunch of people.
Which one?
The theater one where the Spirits of Jerome, and actually it's like the transparent. I don't...
Oh, in the background?
Yeah.
Stand by the screen?
Yeah.
What you're seeing there are like mod, like cardboard cutouts of movie stars.
Oh, okay.
And like you can see on the right, on the other one of the Grand Theater, or the Liberty Theater, there's like, looks like there's a lady.
A ghost on the left.
Standing on the top of these stairs.
Yes.
That's a cutout.
Okay.
None of those are ghosts. That would be freaky though if those were.
It looks, I mean, these pictures are relatively good for what you can do. I mean, I know digital cameras are terrible. Some of them are terrible.
Actually, yeah, the one inside the Liberty Theater looking up, not down, not the one with Agent Jackie, but the one looking up is a pretty good quality picture.
Yes.
And also the one with the, showing the Asylum restaurant.
That's a good picture, yes.
That's a good picture, and the one of the elevator turned out pretty good, too.
I have to ask, is the food at the Asylum very good?
Oh, yeah, I highly recommend it. It's expensive, but it's good. You know, it's the kind where you order two drinks, and they end up being like $18.
Oh, man.
It's like $9 drinks, you know?
Kind of sounds like Vegas.
Yeah, it's also like Lake Havasu, mm-hmm. London Bridge Resort, Margarita Bay, or Martini Bay. Yeah, they got expensive drinks there, too.
Huh. Well, again, I appreciate you being on the show, Agent Cobra, and we hope to have you back as you continue to investigate the haunted South.
Well, it's been a pleasure being on our show, and after we do our next little ghost investigation, we'll be sure to report it. And I'd like to see some more ears. I'm sure you can catch more EVPs, especially at the Green River Cemetery and the Salt Lake one. So.
Yes, and we do plan on going back there shortly. So.
Good.
Okay. Whoops, that's not an EVP. My track list is wrong. Get over here. You're my child. Okay, this is... Whoa.
What?
My track list. Hold on. My track list is totally off. Oh, can I turn on your radio really quick? Because I can hear myself in the background.
All right. Well, I need to do some other business, but
okay.
I might be listening later.
All right. I will talk to you later. Have a good night.
All right. Bye.
So that was Agent Cobra here on the UFM show reporting from Arizona. We'll be back in a few minutes here on the UFM with the second hour. We got Oceanographer with us, and he's going to tell us about some strange noises recorded in the depths of the ocean, and you can actually find these, but we've got them for you. Bowser Fertelli, sorry about that. Bowser Fertelli is going to be on with us in just a few minutes on the second hour of the UFM. We got some strange noises for you next hour.
Cause now I'm old. armor and his head is in love with the wilderness. How come every time I sing a verse, the guitar man screws up his chorus, and I'm just sitting here with my dick in the wind? Thank you.
right. Sorry about that, folks. We're back here on the UFM show. I just got caught in the elevator because some stupid little kids are running amok in the Union. Apparently there's this huge Rock the U concert, the U Rock or whatever, Rock whatever concert going on here in the Union. That's why you can hear massively loud music. Anyway, this is Rock Set right here. Dangerous. This hour we have our oceanographer who's going to tell us about the strange sounds from the depth, Bowser Fratelli. That's his pseudonym, of course. We like to remain anonymous, or retain anonymity on this program. Hope you're enjoying the UFM so far. Okay, you can call in there, Bowser. But we're going to be talking this hour about some strange phenomena known as bloop. A signal, a radio, or not a radio signal, but a audio that was recorded from deep within the ocean, off the Pacific Ocean. So, here he is, Bowser.
How you doing?
Hello?
Hey, Bowser, what's up?
I'm doing pretty good. How you doing?
Pretty good. Sorry that took so long. I got tackled by some stupid kids in the elevator, so.
Oh, well, that happens, you know.
Yeah. Okay.
More of myself, you know, I know what that's like.
Okay. Well, where do you work?
Well, I work in Newport, Oregon.
For what company?
Well, I work for the NOAA, National Oceanic and Aeronautical Association.
You mean Atmospheric Administration?
Oh, I'm getting old.
Oh, yeah.
I'm getting senile.
You're...
I was just looking at some aerial photos of the area around Sumatra, which mm-hmm. is where the tsunami happened after Christmas in 2006.
Yeah.
And, you know, I had aerial photos of my mind.
Oh, you're all right. we're not perfect on this show by any means.
No.
But you're an oceanographer, right?
Yes, I'm an oceanographer.
So what exactly do you study as an oceanographer?
Well, and as an oceanographer, you study the ocean, obviously. You know.
Yeah.
You go study the biological, the geological, and the economical aspects of the ocean. You can apply your knowledge to many things about the ocean. We're responsible for many of the publications that go out there, and
mm-hmm.
We also have many buoys out there that we go out there and we monitor the ocean's temperature, and we're very active in this global warming that's going on, and we're monitoring that.
Mm-hmm.
And we do a lot of research for that kind of thing, too. I don't know if you've heard of the what Art Bell has talked about in the past is the great storm that's supposed to come. They
mm-hmm.
made a movie about it with Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yeah. The Day After Tomorrow.
The Day After Tomorrow, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, that's based on, you know, loosely based on some scientific evidence about the Gulf Stream. And the Gulf Stream is a oceanic current that runs from the South Atlantic up to the North Atlantic. And it's part of what they call the Ocean Conveyor Belt.
Right.
And what the Ocean Conveyor Belt is, it's a current that it's connected all around the world. Now, how it works is if you have warm water is less dense than cold water, and so the warm water sits on the top of the ocean while the cold water current runs down the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens is as the current's running along the ocean up the north from the South Atlantic to the North Atlantic, it gets warmed, especially around the equator.
Yeah.
And it continues to flow north in what we call the Saragossa Sea.
Okay.
And the Saragossa Sea is actually like, it's got a lot of garbage floating around it because it's a current that kind of acts like a whirlpool.
Really?
And it's located right between the north of Atlantic United States, like Maine and Newfoundland, and England.
What's this called again?
The Saragossa Sea.
How do you spell it?
S-A-R-A-G-O-S-A, I believe. Gosh, I'm not a very good speller. I've only written a report on this 100 times. You think I'd know how to spell it?
Okay. I'm trying to find it on Google, that's why.
Oh, you should be able to find it in Saragossa Sea.
Okay. So this, a lot of the garbage, I'm assuming, is coming from, like, people who dump it in the ocean.
Yes, it comes from ocean liners and, you know, fishing vessels and pretty much any boat out there. It also comes from, some of it could come from, you know, land-based sources, like if someone throws a bottle in the ocean, you know, a message in a bottle, it could eventually end up at the Saragossa Sea, some say, you know, the currents are right. And there's also a lot of countries that dump their garbage in the ocean. We're actually one of them. And sometimes that garbage will float back up to the surface and get caught in the currents and travel around the world.
I'm looking here and it says it's due to its proximity to the Bermuda Triangle, it's credited with the infamous disappearances there.
Well, yeah, that's kind of interesting. It's actually more northeast of the Bermuda Triangle area. And in recent research, the Bermuda Triangle, people say that, you know, there might be UFOs or something else that goes along with there, because there has been a lot of disappearances of aircraft and ship around there.
Yeah.
But recent studies, there's also a lot of a methane gas located on the bottom of the ocean there. Or hydrocarbon gas, you know, like. And, well, what happens if that gas is released in a massive amount underneath the ocean, it rises to the surface, and it makes the surface less dense than it currently is, and a ship floating on top of that, it'd be like almost like you're floating on air for a minute, and that could easily bring down a ship.
Yeah.
And also, if that methane, once that methane hits the surface, it'll keep on rising through the air because it's less dense than the air, and it'll do the same thing to aircraft, too. So I think that as far as science is concerned, that's the most recent evidence of what they found of why all the disappearances happened in the Bermuda Triangle. Is due to, because there are a large amount of pockets of methane and other gas down below the ocean located in that area.
So it says here your specialized area of study isn't actually underwater sounds and sonar and stuff like that, right?
It's not actually that, yeah.
Okay.
We do more for, like, the economical reasons or for government kind of work.
And I've heard that a lot of oil companies actually use these things, too. They're called, they're hydro microphones or something like that?
Yeah, they use that to listen to the earth, because you can hear, the water is a great conductor of sound.
Hydrophones.
I don't know if you know that.
Yeah.
For instance, there's what they call a warm current layer, or it's kind of like a warm current medium, where if you're a humpback whale and you're located at the Strait of Magellan, which is the south tip of South America, a lot of sperm whales and other whales migrate through that passage to get to the Pacific, from the Atlantic to the Pacific. Well, they've done studies where if you're a, you know, you can pick up acoustics pretty far through that warm current, because it acts like a conductor, and the ocean down there is pretty cold, but there's certain layers of ocean, you know, you got the top layer, which is exposed by the sun, and you got the bottom layer, I'm keeping this really simple, by the way, which is where all the, which is pretty deep down there, so you have that variance in temperature, and that almost acts like a conductor for sound. So a whale at the Strait of Magellan can hear whales over by Alaska for their call, you know. They'll do their call, and they can hear pods of whales in the other side of the world, essentially. So
that is creepy.
Yeah, water is, or the ocean is a really great conductor of sound.
So it's almost like as if you were in a swimming pool, and you could definitely hear.
Oh yeah, yeah. You could do that. You could actually do the same thing in a swimming pool. If you go underwater and, you know, you make a noise, and you have someone else go underwater on the other side, you could hear it pretty darn clear, you know. It sounds like you're right there. But I was going on earlier about the global warming thing, where the day after tomorrow scenario, where the current, the North Atlantic current shuts down, or the Gulf Stream shuts down.
Yeah.
And what would happen there is it would shut down because there would be less salinity in the water, right where the Gulf Stream reaches up by Greenland.
Yeah.
And the salinity would decrease because of the fresh water melting off the glaciers and the icebergs that come off of the land of Greenland and so forth. And that could seriously disrupt the Earth's climate right there. In fact, it's happened in the past.
So you're saying it was the Gulf Stream that shuts down?
Yeah, it would be the Gulf Stream, but the Gulf Stream was shut down along with all the worldwide oceanic conveyor belt.
Mm-hmm.
And that could cause some serious problems, especially for Northern Europe. Because if you look at it right now on the globe, England is almost close to the Arctic Circle. You know, it's England. If you look at North America, we're pretty far south compared to most of Northern Europe.
Yeah.
And the reason why Northern Europe has such a temperate climate does now is because that Gulf Stream carries up the heat from the equator up to the north. Now, if that were to shut down, then you'd lose that source of heat. And then, kind of like what happens in that movie, you would end up having extreme freeze going on in Europe, where you could have you pretty much almost break into another ice age.
See, what I didn't like about that movie is they really focused on the United States too much.
Well, yeah, they did show other parts of the world, too. I mean, they kind of showed weather patterns. Like, there was a horrible scene I remember where they had twisters ripping up L.A. or something. And
oh yeah.
You know, it was kind of, I thought it was fairly cheesy myself, and me being a scientist and all, I like to see more of the scientific evidence. Now, they did get one part right, where they were monitoring the ocean temperatures. And from what we know right now, the ocean temperatures wouldn't change as fast, because they would have period changing over days.
Mm-hmm.
We think that this could possibly happen, you know, should the current trend keep on going, global warming. This could possibly happen within the next decade or maybe two decades or so. So now, some scientists are more concerned, conservative, and they say maybe within the next century, but you know, there's a lot. As data keeps on coming in, we're always doing research. We keep on seeing, you know, this is a more serious situation than we previously thought. It's kind of scary, actually.
Yeah, it's a big problem in our country, and unfortunately a lot of people seem to be doubting global warming, you know.
Yeah, you know, and a lot of it out there is people are always saying that, you know, there's a debate among scientists and all that kind of stuff. Well, there's no really debate among scientists. You know, there's still people out there that think that, you know, it might not be human cause or not, but if you keep on looking at the evidence and the way it's trending toward it, it seems pretty obvious to me and my colleagues that this is not actually what's going on. There is a problem, and we're responsible for it.
Mm-hmm.
We're not the only source of carbon, but we're pretty much a constant source of carbon, so carbon dioxide. So,
well, you got all the cattle and the livestock too, producing methane
and
stuff.
Well, that's a pretty small majority when you compare. You know, you have so many million vehicles running on the earth today, so many power plants, and so many other industrial activities pumping up pollutants in the air all the time. You know, when a volcano erupts, especially a big one, yes, it could cause a devastating climate effect. As a matter of fact, there was a volcano in the island of Sumatra, which I was just studying aerial photographs of, that blew up around, 60,000 years ago. And some say that that volcanic eruption was so powerful that it almost annihilated our species before. And there's genetic evidence to prove that there was actual a bottleneck in our genetic code, and they've traced it back to almost around that time. So they think that, you know, that was a huge volcanic eruption in the island of Sumatra, and that could have almost wiped us all out.
Interesting. So
being an oceanographer is pretty neat, because you get to learn a little bit of geology, a little bit of climatology, and all that kind of stuff, and you get to apply that towards the ocean, because we're a water planet. You know, 70% of the planet's water. So
I have to say, geology personally is my favorite science. So
yeah, yes, I love geology too.
Now, what we were mainly talking about this evening is, there has been some strange noises and strange happenings.
You mean the bloop?
The bloop, yes.
Yes, I've heard of that.
Recorded in the various parts of the oceans and stuff like that. Mostly the Pacific looks like it's got the most. Could you explain what a bloop is, what the bloop is? Or
well, from my understanding, it was a... the U.S. Navy has these buoys, or they call them spy sensors, set up all along the Pacific Rim and in the middle of the Pacific Ocean. And the purpose of these is to obviously monitor enemy sub-sounds. Sometimes, like you said earlier, oil companies will use these to monitor, you know, what the earth sounds like below, if there's gas below, because sometimes the gas can shift, and you can hear that. Like I said, bars are... The ocean is the great conductor of sound.
And
the Navy also uses this, you know, to spy on other subs and other noises.
I was actually looking at a website when I was doing some research for the show that Schlumberger, a oil company, uses these too.
Oh, yes, yeah. So does Halliburton. Mm-hmm. So does all the other companies.
So,
but these buoys are still out there, and a lot of times these buoys can... The information from these buoys, for example, acoustic noises, can also be used by the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Association, which I work for.
Mm-hmm.
And we use this to research, like, you know, whale movements, pod movements, and other oceanic sounds that you could trace underwater. And in 1997, in the Pacific, I think it was the South Pacific, I think that one of the buoys did pick up a strange sound, and the sound they heard has not been explained to this day, but there are many theories out there as to what it could be.
And this is actually taken right from your company's website, the NOAA website. This
yes.
is the bloop, and I hope you guys don't mind, but I slowed it down. You guys sped it up like 16 times or something like that, but I slowed
yes.
it down.
Well, you should play actually both, because it, I mean, when you slow it down, it takes a while, but
okay.
But I do appreciate you playing both.
Here is the original. It's just that short of a sound, though. That's, don't you think that could have been like a water bubble going by the camera or the?
Well, the thing was is when you do these kind of, especially these sounds underwater, we had several buoys pick these up, or the Navy had several buoys pick these up.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of a similar effect of when you have an earthquake and you have like a seismologist like on different, you have to have three locations in order to get an
accurate epicenter.
Because one buoy might pick it up 100 miles away, another buoy might pick it up 300 miles away, another buoy will pick it up 500 miles away. Well, if you take that buoy and you draw a circle with a diameter of with a radius of 500 miles around it, and the other ones with the corresponding distance, and then you'll get an exact point of where that sound originated from.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this was, I believe, it originated around, I want to say, 50 south, 150 west. I'm not very sure on that. I can't remember offhand.
That's just like right off the southwest coast here in the California area.
No, it's south of the equator.
Oh, south. Okay, never mind. I was totally off.
Yeah, it is 50 degrees south, around 100 degrees west, which is in the south hemisphere and the western hemisphere, southwestern hemisphere.
Okay.
And that's in the South Pacific area. Now, that was picked up by several buoys, and actually one was picked up from 5,000 kilometers away.
Which is about 3,000 miles.
That's correct. And that automatically pretty much rules out whale noises, because typically, especially in that part of the ocean, you don't hear sounds from whales that far away. Now, like I said earlier, the Strait of Magellan, that's a different situation, because
yeah.
you got different temperatures of water creating a different kind of medium, but typically the South Pacific is generally warm waters. And so we thought it was a blue whale at first, or many people thought it was a blue whale at first, but
mm-hmm.
then when they saw the distances, they kind of started thinking that was not really possible. Other people think it might be something like a giant squid, or Architeuthis is what they call it.
Mm-hmm.
And or a giant octopus or some unknown creature. But when this happened, you had the media sensationalize it like it was another sea monster or an ancient species of, you know, that hasn't been discovered yet. And I have to admit, I've gotten caught up in the sensationalism too, and I'd like to see, you know, I think it's every oceanographer's wild dreams to see the old species like the ichthyosaurs and the plesiosaurs come back to life or something like that. But, you know, for now, that's like one of those weird anomalies that no one's been really able to explain.
This is roughly 500 south and, let's see, what did that say?
It's actually 50 south. There's no 500 degrees.
Oh, yeah.
South.
Excuse me. 50 south and 100 west.
Yes.
It's about, I'm going to say, 2,000 miles off the coast of Chile.
Yeah, towards the west. Yeah,
yes.
That'd be about right.
So that's, I mean, the Strait of Magellan is not that far away. I mean, it's only, let's see, it's only about 3,000 miles away.
But you do have warmer waters where the sound originates. The sound didn't originate from the Strait of Magellan.
Uh-huh. So this is in cold water then?
It would be 50 degrees south. It's getting close to where there's a temperature change, but yeah, it's kind of way out there in the middle of nowhere.
Uh-huh.
It's probably close to where the cold water and the warm water meet, right around there. So it actually could be, you know, one of those kind of medium air situations. But I think a lot of people looked at this and kind of ruled that out.
But it's,
I haven't been directly involved with any of this kind of research. So
the thing is, though, it's such a simple noise. And here, let me play it again. It sounds almost like a bubble.
Like it does, but you know, this, if you analyze the noises produced by the marine animals, there's nothing really like that, you know. Now, some people say that that's like these Architeuthis, or like I said, giant squid.
Yeah.
They have gas bubbles in them, large ones that they kind of use to like kind of change their buoyancy up and down. And some people say it's release of one of those, but I, you know, no one really knows for sure.
And I want to take a minute here to let our listeners know that if you have any questions, please send them via our MySpace page, myspace.com/theUFM. Bowser is willing to take questions on the air, so be sure to send them to myspace.com/theUFM if you have any questions about this. Now, I want to, Doctor, I want to play the slow version, the slowed down version that I did. See, and the last version there is what it normally would have sounded like.
Could you play it again? I couldn't really hear it.
It's almost like a rumbling. Hold on, let me see if I have the track right here. 19. You're going to hear the original, and then you're going to hear the slowed down version. There's the original. Here comes the slowed down version right after the pause. Right there. Kind of sound.
Yeah, I mean, play that again.
Hold on, let me go search back really quick. Right there.
Yeah, that's a weird noise. I mean, it's, in the animal kingdom, whales do make a lot of weird noises and stuff like that. But, I mean, we've never really captured one like that. And like we said, we had a buoy picked it up from about 3,000 miles away.
Mm. And that, and it was, and from what I'm hearing about this mysterious noise, that it was pretty amplified, too. It was not something
that
was... Yeah,
it was actually pretty loud. It was a very loud noise, you know, like whales usually generally don't produce noise on the amplitude like that.
Yeah, that was, I mean, the original file you guys have on your website is fairly loud as well, because I had to mess with it to get it to play on the radio at a correct volume.
Yeah.
So it's definitely amplified, and I don't think any, unless it was close, I don't think any animal could have caused that.
Well, I could have been an animal, but like they said, that a lot of people want to say it's it's an animal that, you know, hasn't been found yet, or an undiscovered species that lives in that part of the ocean. Now, like I said earlier, there's so, we know more about the surface of the moon than we do the ocean. I mean, it's that big.
Yeah.
And it's that unexplored. I mean, there's the ocean, like the deepest spot in the ocean, the Mariana's Trench, is almost approximately like 6-7 miles deep.
Wow.
You know, you take a, you know, it's, there's so much stuff down there that it's unexplainable that we haven't found out yet.
From what I remember in geology class, I mean, the Earth's crust is not that thick. It's only like 15 miles, isn't it?
Yeah. So, you, I mean, you pretty much essentially got, and it's thinner underneath the ocean crust, too.
Yeah.
The ocean crust is thinner than the Earth crust.
So you could be
the land crust.
You, at the bottom of the Marianas, you could be pushing mantle there.
Yes.
So, that's, it's interesting to think. I've have to ask you this. You've obviously seen the film The Abyss.
Oh, yes, I have.
Is that one of your favorite movies, or is it plausible?
Oh, I do. I do thoroughly enjoy that movie. I love, what's his name?
Ed Harris or Michael Beale? Bean?
No, what's the guy who made it? I like
James
Michael
Cameron.
Beale, or the guy that was the psycho guy. But...
James Cameron?
Oh, James Cameron, yes. I love his movies, so...
But do you think anything like that is plausible, or would we know about it?
As far as what are you talking about?
As far as like the species living under the water like that.
Oh, humans living underwater?
No, the species like that, the mysterious alien species that was living underwater.
Oh, well, you know, I don't know about aliens or anything like that. To be honest, I don't think that that's really likely, but I think that there are a lot of we're discovering new species almost every year underneath the ocean that we never knew about. I mean, I don't know if you've heard of the coelacanth before.
No, I haven't.
But that was a fish that was thought, you know, that lived back in a time. I think it was even the Cretaceous or even beyond that, the Devonian period. But it lived back, millions of years ago, like in a time of the dinosaur, 65 and plus. And we thought that was extinct. Well, I think it was in the 60s, they caught one off of Madagascar, and, you know, now they're still alive. There's so much stuff under there that we don't know about. And that's what makes my field so interesting is, you know, there's always something new you're studying, and, you know, there's so much neat equipment out there to do it with, and I just love this field, so.
Mm-hmm. It goes along with what I said about geology. It's definitely an interesting career because, I mean, there's
Yeah, it's very interesting.
There's so much unknown about the ocean.
Yes.
And I have actually recorded, you are aware that there are other noises. You guys have a classification system that you rate these sounds. I mean, there's like trains, there's whistlers, there's like...
Yes, we do.
There's things called slowdowns.
Yeah, and these are noises, once again, that we can't really, you know...
Explain.
If it was a whale call, we'd obviously call it a whale call, but, you know, we don't know what these are, so...
And I actually have what is called a slowdown. You might recognize this. It's going to sound... This is sped up again, like all the other ones that are on the website. They're sped up. But you can definitely tell there is a frequency shift as soon as my CD player wakes up here. Come on. But there is definitely something's wrong with my CD player, sorry. Technical difficulties here. There's definitely a frequency shift. I mean, it definitely changes from the start to the beginning. Here it is.
Whoa.
And at the end of that, it kind of drops off. It's like, ear, and it drops off really fast.
Yeah, that, now to me, that's more freaky than the bloop noise.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, that's, you know, what could that be? It almost sounds like, you know, and there's a lot of, you know, human, like, submarines underneath the water.
Mm-hmm.
There's this thing called, I think it's called HARP.
Yeah.
Which is the Navy uses in order to test their equipment. And a lot of people blame that on when whales beach or when you have mass whale beachings that a lot of people blame that kind of stuff, but
and here,
you know, it,
go ahead.
I'm sorry, what was that?
I was going to say, here is another one. It's called, it's named on your website, it's named Julia. It's
yeah,
just it's just another strange noise.
No.
See, and that sounds almost like a giant sea creature, like a or something like that.
Wow.
I don't know if you've ever heard that before.
I never have heard that one before.
It's really cool. These files, I think, are definitely scarier than Bloop.
Wow. Yeah, I agree. That's kind of weird.
And another one is called Upsweep. It's a little bit different. It's like the opposite of slowdown, only it's a lot faster. You hear it whistling. It's like... Whoosh, 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 whoosh. And as you listen to the clip... It's like it's a minute long clip, and as you listen to it gradually, the frequency increases. It's almost the opposite of that slowdown one I played.
Yes, that's true.
So, some of the causes, I was looking at this. Could this be like the water itself just moving?
Well, yeah, they do have that. You know, there could be areas of current where, you know, you've got this water that's full of salinity. Going against this water that's more fresher and creating maybe a, you know, kind of like when you have a static buildup, when you rub something, you know, and you create a static discharge. Now, it could be also sounds of the earth moving, but I know on the website we have natural sounds as well, and sounds of boats and stuff, and I was wondering, you know, if...
I have one.
Audience, maybe perspective. I know we have earthquakes that
yes.
were recorded from the water too.
This one is the earthquake. It gets gradually louder as the earthquake starts happening right here. That's how an earthquake sounds.
Yeah, you know, I mean, when you play the Julia and the slowdown, it doesn't sound anything like that.
No.
Or you have volcanic tremors.
I don't. Sorry.
There's also sounds of ships.
I'm looking for that. Hold on. Okay. It's on the NOAA website. I should have this bookmarked. Here it is.
Actually, there's an oceanexplorer.noaa.gov exploration.
Yeah, I found it. I got it. Let's see. Environmental noise. That's man-made. Let's see. I know there's this website's like on the NOAA website, NOAA.gov. You can also...
Do you see something on the side that says sea sounds?
I see, yes. Okay, seismic? Earthquake?
Sea sounds.
Sea sounds? Sounds of the sea. Yes, I do. I see volcanic tremor. Here we go. This is a volcanic tremor. As soon as it loads. See that? That's got like more of a steady tone.
Yeah, you know, you don't hear... But now there's man-made sounds on there, too. There's large ships, small ships, and...
Yes.
Air guns?
Yes, here's the NOAA ship, one of your ships, caused this. It's like more of a rumbling noise.
Yeah.
Sounds like you can hear the motor too of the ship. Here, give it just a second. It's definitely more of a rumbling noise. It's not like a ooh or anything.
Yeah.
Here is a smaller ship. You can hear the propeller. You can hear the kind of buzzing noise it makes.
Now you have air guns?
Yeah, and I'll get the air gun. Air gun one's most easiest to hear. What exactly are air guns, by the way?
Well, they used to explore the geologic structure of the ocean sort of bottom.
Yeah, this is what they sound like. See, that's man-made. That's definitely got a frequency. It goes, you know. It's not...
It's basically, you know, an air gun, like, it shoots a big shot of air down to the ocean bottom, and it's kind of like a seismograph, you know, when you shoot... Like, geologists use this to map formations under the ground, too. They shoot a... basically explosive underneath the ground and explodes, and it creates a vibration, and the way those vibrations bounce off the rocks, they can kind of map what's going on underneath the ground.
And I almost forgot, I'm going to play, let's see if I can get back to that page really quick. I'm going to play, where is it? Darn it, I lost the page. There's some files that I didn't have time to put on the CD. One is called A Train. It's what sounds like a train underneath the water. You can hear kind of a whistle. Right there.
Yeah, I mean, what freaks me out is, imagine you're one of these researchers and you're on a boat somewhere in the middle of the ocean and you're, like, listening to a buoy and you hear that thing coming.
Uh-huh.
You know, you have no idea what it is, you know. Yeah, I don't know. If it were me, I think I'd be a little bit freaked out, you know.
Why don't they put cameras on these, or is it too dark to see it that day?
Well, you know, a lot of time, you know, cameras not going to really do you any good. It's, you know, because a lot of times these recordings happen at night, or even if it was during the day, I mean, unless the thing surfaces, you're not going to see what it is, and the underwater camera can only see so far.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they've got sounds of recordings of blue whale.
Yeah.
Blue whales, humpbacks, fin whales. And these are all, of course, non-man-made, and there's a distinct sound that each of these play. I don't know if you have those on there.
I don't have access to those really quick. But you can definitely tell whales are different. They're like, they have more of like a kind of noise. I don't know if you've seen the fourth Star Trek, I believe, or the fifth one.
I see. You're talking about where you save the whales, right?
Yeah, the one with the whales.
Yes, I've seen that one. That's actually my favorite one.
Womp womp.
Yes. Well, I don't think you can hear anything like that.
Womp womp. That's funny. There are many other of these weird noises, not just in the ocean too. I mean, have you heard of what is called the hum?
I have not. I can't really say I've heard that one.
The hum. It's Art Bell talks about it a lot. He used to say stuff about it. It's like, especially in areas you would normally not expect it, like Taos, New Mexico, there's certain percentage of the population, I think it's something like 2%, hear a strange rumbling noise, and it's constant. They describe it as like a diesel engine idling in the distance.
Where does this information come from? Is it something to the news, or?
Wikipedia has a great article on it as well. I was getting that off of there this afternoon. It's called, just type in the hum on Wikipedia if you want to join me. But they don't know the exact cause of it. People have said, oh, it's just the electric lines and stuff like that. Other people say, oh, it could be, you know, heating systems, it could be ELF frequencies, microwaves, geologic advance, something like plate tectonics and stuff like that. But
that's weird.
It's only a small percentage of people here. Not everybody hears this. And
you say it was in Taos, New Mexico?
Yeah, Taos, New Mexico. It's called the Taos Hum.
That's weird. Do you have any recordings of it?
I have actually... Nobody has made a known recording of it, obviously, because, I mean, different people have heard it, but there's no microphone made today that is ever sensitive enough to pick these up. Because most microphones are designed to work within the human hearing range, which goes between 16 hertz and 20,000 hertz, it differs per person, but that's the general. And what I've done is, usually these hums occur around 50 hertz, which is very, very low frequency. 50 hertz is like, your electrical lines run on 60 hertz. So that's pretty much.
That should give
sometimes hope. Sometimes when you're driving under, at least the high, especially the high power lines, you can hear them. You know, you can hear the snapping and you can hear the hums coming from the electric. I've heard that before.
What I'm going to do, what I'm going to play right now is 50 hertz. This is just 50 hertz. It's also got some other, it's got 60 hertz, 1 hertz, and 6,000 hertz. So this is just tones here. But this is what it would normally sound like. Can you hear that?
No, I can't.
It's definitely spiking the meters, though. That was, here is 50. And I can hear it in my headphones. There's 60.
I could barely hear something.
There is 1. Here is 6,000. Well, you can't even hear 6,000. See, I don't know. But I have other ones. It's really strange phenomenon. And 60 hertz is awfully, like I said, awfully low on the spectrum.
Yeah.
So here, let's look at this. 50 hertz sweep. Okay. What I'm going to play for you is the entire span of the human hearing range. I compiled this afternoon. It goes in 10 hertz steps. So it starts at 1 hertz, which is nobody can hear. And it goes all the way up to 2,000, which is, it's very high up there, and I can't even hear it. Like I said, it differs per person, but you might want to, some of these you might want to plug your ears because they're kind of loud. See, there's, right there is that dead point. That is, that's about 11,000 hertz to 20,000 hertz, and we can't even hear that.
Wow.
It differs per person.
Some animals are more sensitive.
Yeah.
You know, they have actually better hearing range than we do, especially like dogs and cats
and stuff like that, and bats.
Pick up different frequencies than we can.
If there's anybody out there listening with a pet, the pet might have just heard those other frequencies that we couldn't hear.
Yes.
It's really neat, though. I was playing around with Coletta a lot this afternoon, creating these sound files, but that's 1 kilohertz in 10 hertz steps. Once it gets to 100, it starts in hundreds. So, I mean, there you go. That's your hearing range.
Weird.
So, and anybody with a decent audio program like Cool Editor or Audacity or Pro Tools, even Pro Tools, I've heard is terrible. But
you've heard that? Where did you hear that?
Actually, I talked to a guy who makes his own songs. Who actually works in the BSB. He's a janitor. He's kind of a weird guy, but he makes his own songs, and he uses Audacity, and he uses some other programs, but he uses one called Sonar. I don't know if you've ever heard of that.
Never heard of that.
But
I know we have, like, for our programs, we do have to, you know, analyze some of our things, and, you know, you do have to use programs like you mentioned in order to do our research.
But, so, what, in your opinion, is the cause of those noises from the ocean, then?
In my opinion, I think that they are not man-made. I think that there's probably some other animal out there that we don't know about that's generating those. I believe it could be a cephalopod,
mm-hmm.
which is what the squid and the octopus fall underneath. But
so
or it could be like maybe like a whale that makes a sound we never heard before, but. I have a hard time believing those are human-made or even by... So maybe some of those by the Earth, especially that slowdown could be maybe the Earth, but...
Yeah.
The Julia and the Bloop, you know, just to me, that doesn't sound... I mean, compare the other sound to that.
I think I like the train one the best because it sounds like a train.
Yeah,
like, that's creepy.
Like I said, if I listened to that in the ocean, I'd be freaked out.
And how often have you actually gone out on the ocean and done this? Or have you ever done this? Have you ever listened to these things?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Have you ever gone out into the ocean and actually listened to these recordings live?
Well, a lot of times we have these linked up to computers that transmit, these buoys transmit to, you know, back to receiving stations, and we could pick these up in the office right here on land, but... You know, the best way to do your research is out in the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I have been out in the ocean, and we have done acoustic, you know, tests down in there. Mostly we were tracking pods of blue whales or pods of orca there in the northeast Pacific. But
where do you see, what do you see as a scientific benefit of this, of studying the acoustics of the ocean, I guess?
Well, like I said earlier, the acoustics of the ocean could tell you a lot. The volcanic tremors, I mean, there's a lot of undersea volcanoes that don't, you know, go below the surface. You could tell a lot about the geothermal activity. You could tell a lot about hydrocarbon activity underneath the ground. The benefit of studying, like I said earlier, you can track pods of whales, and what's interesting is almost every, especially when you're dealing with orcas or blue whales or maybe humpback whales, each pod kind of develops its own language in each family, and it's really, really interesting, the biological aspect of how these, and the sociological aspect of these animals developing together. And for instance, sperm whales in the Atlantic Ocean, they have like a different language than the sperm whales of the Pacific. Their calls are different. Their calls mean different things. Now, if a humpback whale from the Atlantic Ocean goes to the Pacific Ocean, you know, it might be able to pick up some of those. It's just like if you go to Spain or something, you don't speak Spanish, but maybe you might have had a little bit of background on it. You can kind of maybe pick it up after a while. And it's just so fascinating what, you know, underwater acoustics can tell you. And yes, it's very important, especially, you know, of course, the Navy was tracking enemy subs and all the other military actions that go on underneath there. It's really, really interesting what goes on. In fact, I recommend if any of your listeners are like wandering or undeclared majors, or they're listening and they don't know what they want to do, take a look into studying the oceanography. You know, it's I think it's a very rewarding job. I wouldn't be doing anything else.
Geology is as well. Geology is interesting.
Geology is a very, very good subject too.
Well, I appreciate.
I love all the sciences.
I really appreciate. I really appreciate you being on the show this evening. It's an honor to have an ocean.
Well, it's been a pleasure being on your show.
And I hope that you get to actually be on the ocean once when these happen, just so you can see what happens.
Well, I'd like to. You know, I'd like to catch one of these sounds myself. But like I said, I'd like to be on land. If I hear one of these things, you know, coming at me from a distance, I'd start to freak out. It's just a weird thing about that, but tracking whales is, you know, I love doing that.
Well, I really appreciate you. Have a good evening there, Bowser.
All right, thank you.
Quick thing I wanted to tell everybody before we go is that I don't know if you guys noticed in the Salt Lake City Tribune today, but the University of Utah is planning on putting a remote observatory for astronomy somewhere in southern Utah, right near Richfield. They want to take advantage of the dark Utah skies at night. And I think that's really awesome. It's going to be controlled here from Salt Lake. That's another thing I think is nice. It's going to be on top of a peak down there in southern Utah, and controlled from here in great city of Salt Lake. So, interesting tidbit about astronomy. I'll see you guys next week here on the UFM show. Have a good night.